Iran has once again defended its recent missile tests, vowing to push ahead with its missile program. Foreign Ministry spokesman Hossein Jabari Ansari says the Islamic Republic will never compromise on its security and defense capabilities. According to Jabari Ansari, Iran will continue its, quote, legitimate missile program, but will not design projectiles capable of carrying nuclear weapons. On Wednesday, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps test-fired two ballistic missiles with a range of 2,000 kilometers during military exercises. Jabari Ansari has stressed that the missile launches neither violate Iran's nuclear deal nor the UN Security Council Resolution 2231 that endorsed it.
The countdown to the launch of two types of ballistic missiles that mark the end of the final phase of Iran's week-long drills, codenamed Ekhtedar-e Velayat, or the Might of Velayat. The long-range missiles dubbed Ghadr-H and Ghadr-F were launched from Alborz Mountains in northern Iran and successfully hit mock enemy targets some 1,400 kilometers away in the Makran coastline in southeastern Iran. The two missiles have a maximum range of 2,000 kilometers. IRGC's second-in-command Brigadier General Hossein Salami evaluated the drills as successful and said that they are aimed at sending the message of peace to the neighboring countries.
Amniyat. Aramish,
security, peace, support, and power are what the Islamic Republic will offer to the region through attaining defense prowess. And our message to the enemies is that Iran's missiles will counter any evil intention against the country.
Iran had previously unveiled underground missile bases across the country. The IRGC says it has stored countless missiles in the underground depots. Iran seeks to boost its defense capabilities in order to counter ill intentions of its enemies.
After the JCPOA, the enemies have targeted Iran's security. They're seeking to weaken the country and make it vulnerable to any threat.
On Tuesday, precision-guided missiles were fired from several sites with ranges between 300 and 2,000 kilometers. The United States says Iran's missile tests are in breach of UN resolutions and warns that Washington can take the matter to the Security Council. However, it says the tests do not constitute a breach of the Iran nuclear deal. Tehran also says the missile tests do not violate the JCPOA.
The test is not certainly a violation of the JCPOA, even it has been confirmed by the other side. Secondly, we believe that there are clear provisions in the JCPOA. The sanctions which have already been removed cannot be reintroduced under any other name or pretext. So if in a hypothetical situation it happens, of course it would be a violation of the JCPOA and Iran will take the appropriate measure in that regard.
Meanwhile, IRGC officials say Iran achieved its military prowess at a time when toughest sanctions were imposed on the country.
All our capabilities are the result of the sanctions and pressures imposed on the country. The more pressure our enemies exert on the country, the more determined our forces will become to achieve more capabilities.
IRGC officials say the purpose of the exercises is showcasing Iran's deterrent power and readiness to confront all threats against its territorial integrity. Youssef Jalali, Press TV, Iran's Eastern Alborz Heights.